The star of The Good Wife, Juliana Margulies. She's in a monster court battle that's pitting her against her former manager. It is all about commissions. And when you're the star of her magnitude, well, the percentage points can add up to millions. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has the story.
Objection, Your Honor.
On what grounds?
Taking on the role of a high-powered Chicago attorney for CBS courtroom drama The Good Wife relaunched Juliana Margulies' career.
I'm suggesting you stop asking invasive and irrelevant questions.
Making her one of Hollywood's top paid actresses, winning multiple awards from a Golden Globe to an Emmy for Best Actress. But now the managers who say they helped her land it are putting Margulies front and center in a real-life courtroom battle, claiming she's cutting them out of millions of dollars in fees.
So there are potentially millions of dollars on the line for her and the potential embarrassment that comes with going to trial.
Margulies, who reportedly earns $180,000 per episode, says she fired those managers in April 2011. In court documents, Margulies' lawyer calls her former agent and manager an embarrassment. But the agency disagrees, telling a judge they worked hard to land Margulies her Good Wife role and a lucrative endorsement deal with L'Oreal Paris.
Oh, I take risks. My hair.
Now, a judge says the two sides can take their war of words and battle it out in court.
It's incredibly rare to have a dispute like this with a star as big as Juliana go to trial.
But DF Management's attorney fights that no agreement was necessary.
All actors, especially experienced actors who have been in the business, understand and acknowledge their obligation to pay their managers post-termination commissions.
Margulies' attorney tells ABC News that no specific agreement was ever made to continue paying the managers after their termination.
They admit that Ms. Margulies never promised them, either orally or in writing, to make such payments.
The two sides are scheduled for mediation on Monday.
Margulies' attorney says he is optimistic all of this can be settled in mediation that would be outside of a courtroom. But if they can't come to an agreement by next week, Margulies faces a court date this January. Extremely rare that you would see someone at this level face that public of a court date.
Life imitating art at the highest level.
Exactly.
All right. I hope they work it out. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rebecca.